This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And our passion is to explore faith and its transformative power in the lives of believers. On this show, we will interview people who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ? And when did they first know and experience the living God? And we'll also discuss some of our favorite scriptures and stories found in the Bible. You can now download the podcast of this program on iTunes, or you can check them all out at WCHV.com on their website. Last week on the show, we had a very powerful session with April Murray. April works at the Covenant School, and she's been a teacher there. And April shared her experience and her encounter with God through John chapter 4 and the woman at the well. It's a really good dialogue that we had with April. If you get a chance, check out that podcast. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we truly appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, today on the show, we have Pete Bulett. Pete is the director of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the University of Virginia. We'll talk with Pete about his faith journey. We'll talk a little bit about Chi Alpha, and we'll finish the program with a chat about the importance of gratitude and thanksgiving. And how appropriate on this week. But first, here are this week's victory verses. We have five of them this week, so hang in there with us. The first one is 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our second verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our third verse, Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Two more. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And finally, from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll be chatting with Pete Bulett, the director of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the University of Virginia. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 6th annual Neighbors for Neighbors National Food Drive initiative is underway. You're asked to go to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and make a non-perishable food item donation, or go to their website to make a monetary donation. The Junior League of Charlottesville will be hosting their 11th annual Mistletoe Market Sunday, November 23rd from 11 until 4 at Boar's Head Inn. This year's annual toy lift will be Friday, December 5th at Fashion Square Mall. The Second Wind Band will present their 20th anniversary concert at the Senior Center on Pepsi Place on December 7th at 3 p.m. And the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive is offering flu shots for just $30 on Mondays and Thursdays. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Pete Bulett. Pete is the director of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the University of Virginia. And Pete, thanks for being on the show.
Sure, it's great to be here.
Could you tell us a little bit about Chi Alpha? Because I don't think that was around back when I was in school at the university back in the 80s.
You're right, it wasn't. Chi Alpha started 14 years ago at the University of Virginia. It's a national organization on over 200 campuses in America. But my wife and I moved here 14 years ago and started Chi Alpha at the university. And we didn't. We'd met a few students that agreed to help us charter, and that was it. And over the last 14 years, it's grown from a ministry that started with about 15 students our first year, and now we're over 500 students strong.
So, wow, yeah. That's amazing. And it took me a little while on the name, Chi Alpha, but
right.
I had to do my homework, and I found out that that's from the C and the A of Christ's ambassadors. Is that 2 Corinthians?
2 Corinthians 5:20, that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, imploring you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. And so our goal is to see students gain this identity that they are Christ's ambassadors wherever they go. And our mission statement is transforming the university, the marketplace, and the world. And so wherever they would go, whether it's in their dorm room, whether it be corporate America, or whether it be to the ends of the earth in the Middle East, North Africa, that they are an ambassador for Christ.
I love it. I wish I could have had a taste of it when I was at the university. When I was at the university, there really wasn't any ministry available. For the most part, there wasn't any really Fellowship of Christian Athletes. FCA was really pretty dormant at that time. You have the Fellowship of the Center for Christian Studies.
Right.
That's there now. But what a difference that makes for UVA students. I mean, when they have a place where they can go and get involved in something that is totally countercultural from what they might have expected to step into at the
right.
university. And when you think Chi Alpha, you think, well, gee, is that a fraternity or a sorority? Well, it's a different kind.
Correct. We say we're not a fraternity or sorority, but if you're looking for brothers and sisters, you've come to the right place.
I love it. I love it. So do you mind walking us through your faith journey?
I would love to. I grew up in the church. I was blessed to have a mom and stepdad that took me to church, and my father is a believer as well, but I grew up in a broken home. And so it was one of those homes that if you live here, you're going to church on Sunday. That was kind of my house. But as we know, that doesn't always mean vibrancy with Jesus. And so for many years, I went through the motions, and yet it didn't impact my life. And I remember it was right before I went to college, which is one of the reasons why I have such a passion for college students, because my wife and I both were deeply impacted during those years. But it was right before I went off to college. I was going to church one Sunday, but I was so lukewarm and compromised in whatever faith I did have. The reality of Jesus in my life wasn't really there. And so I was going through the motions. I was, sleeping with my girlfriend on the weekend, and Sunday morning finding myself in church and living this double life. And this lady in my church came up to me and she said, "The Lord spoke to me that you're supposed to go to church camp." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't go. What you need to know is my home church wasn't sending a youth group to church camp. And I'm on my way to college, I'm beyond church camp." And I said, "I can't go. I said, I've got to work." And she said, "No, you don't. My husband's your boss. You're off." He was the overseer of several McDonald's, and I was working for the Blue Chip Corporation of McDonald's. And they said, "In fact, we're going to pay your lost wages and pay your way to camp." And I said, "Well, in hindsight, that's putting your money where your prophecy is," so to speak, that they knew they'd heard from the Lord. And I went to this church camp, drove myself. I was with a stiff upper lip. I was there. I remember standing in the back with my arms folded, and the camp director, 600 kids there, said, "This is going to be the greatest week of your life." And I sat there with my arms folded, and I remember saying to myself, "Fat chance." Well, needless to say, that week changed my life. I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit that was so powerful that my now ex-girlfriend drove up halfway through the week to see, so she could see me, because we were enslaved to each other with our immorality. And she saw me, and Jeff, I hadn't told her what happened the night before, but she just began to weep. And I said, "What are you crying for?" And this is a direct quote. She said, "You're not the same Pete that I fell in love with." Because God had done such a work in my heart the night before. And I told her, I said, "You know what? You're right. I'm not." And I began to explain to her what Jesus had been doing in my life and the encounter I had with the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you, from that day, I have not been the same.
Isn't it interesting, as we look back on our lives, kind of these key moments that happen? You had the woman who had the prophecy on your life saying, "You're going to church camp." And you probably look back now and think about, how would my life have been different? How would it all worked out had I not listened to her and gone? It, you know, because you look, we come to these crossroads, and yet you and I know, as we, you know, God's view of time is much different than ours. He knows the beginning, the end. He knows how it's all going to go. But you kind of scratch your head and say, "My goodness, look how life turned out as a result of that decision."
Yeah, you know, I'm thankful. I have a saying that I often tell students, is that God is active at the crossroads of our life. And I take great hope when I look in Scripture of how God is so active when people are crossroads. They may not even know it. And this was obviously a crossroads time for my life, because had I gone into college without him getting hold of my heart, you know, who knows where I would be today, and what my life would be like. I'm sure it would be full of brokenness.
Well, you also look back, when I hear your story, I sense a foundation was laid by your parents. Even though we can't rely on the faith of our parents, they still kind of walked out and modeled out for you the faithfulness of going to church on Sunday. They got you into church. They built, you know, helped kind of build the foundation for you, and then kind of prepared you for this encounter in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so thankful for the heritage that I have. Even though I didn't seize it to the degree I could have for my life, it was there. And the Lord was able to use it, and you know, in his timing, as he drew me to himself. You know.
We're talking with Pete Bulette, the director of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the University of Virginia. And Pete, we talk on this show a lot about Paul's message to run your race, run your own race, and I imagine, dealing with a lot of students at the University of Virginia, I can remember back when I was a student, you're trying to figure out what your race is. Where is my calling? What am I supposed to do? Where do I have any idea where I'm going to end up job-wise? And am I ever going to meet the person of my dreams? And so there's a sense of anticipation, but there's also a sense of anxiety in that.
Right.
And what are you able to tell any of our listeners who are thinking about, you know, I've got these worries in my life, I'm not sure which way it's going to go, and I want to run my own race. How do I do that?
Yeah, well, there's a phrase that is common on grounds called FOMO, fear of missing out, and this kind of almost paralysis of scared that they're going to somehow miss God's will for their life. And probably the biggest truth that I lead with is this, is that God's will for your life is revealed for you in the Scripture, and that so we know what our Christian vocation is, that God's will for our life is very clear, and it will say, this is God's will for your life. Even one of the verses, to be thankful is God's will for your life. So you want to know God's will for your life? It's to be thankful.
Yes.
And so I'll focus students on that, because here's my firm conviction. The Bible says that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. And I said this, if we are people who are ready to live out the will of God as revealed to us in Scripture, then he won't waste us. He will get us to where we need to be. And sometimes we focus on the name on our business card more than the character of our heart. And if we'll just focus on being the right type of person, we can trust that he'll get us to the right place. And I think that so many times in our culture, with so many options, our eye gets off the ball and off the North Star of being Christ-like and his character and being obedient. that we start focusing on what should my business card say, and that's really secondary. If we are the right type of person, I'm confident he'll get us to where he wants us to be. Now, there's ways for us to discern that, but I always start there.
Well, and I see this now in the lives of high school students as well, because I have two high school seniors in my home right now, and they both know where they're going to college, but a lot of their peers are not set on where they're going to college, and there's this edginess about, and this anxiety about the uncertainty of where am I going to go, and instead of focusing on, as you were saying, being in God's, staying in the Word, being prayerful, and seeking the will of God, they end up picking their head up and looking at what everybody else is doing, and in doing that, it becomes kind of a distraction, and they lose the focus.
Right, right. I think that, you know, if we can just say, I'm going to do what I already know I'm supposed to do, focus on God's will, then, you know, I'm a firm believer that God leads through the path of wisdom often. And so we can, as, you know, the Bible says that not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. That as our minds are renewed, as we're being obedient, then we can begin to trust the path of wisdom, of what wisdom would say. And this is my firm conviction, and we see this in the scripture, that when wisdom alone won't get us to where God wants us to be, then he will intervene with something supernatural. Mm. That's when Paul sees the vision of the Macedonian man. That's when Peter sees the sheet drop down from heaven, because wisdom alone wouldn't have got them to where God wanted them to be. So he intervened to make sure that they would get there. And so many times we look for something in the clouds, when if we'll just walk in obedience, practice wisdom, and have our hearts open, that if that doesn't get us to where he wants us to go, that his spirit will intervene and give us a little course correction to get us to where he wants us to be.
And oftentimes it's staying in the Word so that you can transform, the power of the transformed mind, by staying in the Word, staying focused. Pete, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to walk through the importance of gratitude and thankfulness as we head into this week on Thanksgiving. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back with Pete Bulette.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services.
The 6th annual Neighbors for Neighbors National Food Drive initiative is underway. You're asked to go to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and make a non-perishable food item donation, or go to their website to make a monetary donation. The Junior League of Charlottesville will be hosting their 11th annual Mistletoe Market Sunday, November 23rd from 11 until 4 at Boar's Head Inn. This year's annual toy lift will be Friday, December 5th at Fashion Square Mall. The Second Wind Band will present their 20th anniversary concert at the Senior Center on Pepsi Place on December 7th at 3 p.m. And the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive is offering flu shots for just $30 on Mondays and Thursdays. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is Pete Bulette. Pete is the director of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at the University of Virginia, and I had the opportunity to see Pete preach recently at City Church in Charlottesville, and I want to talk about that, the message that day. It really impacted me, the message that you had on gratitude, living a life of gratitude and thankfulness. And I thought, how appropriate this week, when as we head into Thanksgiving, it's kind of one of those moments where you can kind of take a time out and say, you know, I have all this going on, and maybe I don't have that going on, but I have this going on, and for that I am thankful. And I want to start with this verse, It was one of our victory verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to talk about that verse for a second, then I'm handed over to you. But based on your teaching at City Church, one of the things that I learned that I thought was so applicable to my life is that when you are giving thanks and living this life of gratitude, radical gratitude, is the way I like it, is when you have the giving thanks attitude, what I have found is that when you are giving thanks, it does almost create a shield that blocks out a lot of the things that the Apostle Paul talks about, a lot of the negative things in your life. When you're giving thanks, it blocks out, at least for me as I've practiced it, it blocks out any bitterness or envy or anger or rage or anything along those lines. And I can see now the importance of giving thanks, because if you're not doing that, if you're not giving thanks, then you may be giving just a little foothold to the enemy, because now you are susceptible to bitterness and envy, and we know where that leads. And so I want you to know that your message, I thought, was fantastic, and it was very applicable. And so I want to break down, I want to go from there and into Colossians a little bit, but if you give your...
Yeah, I think you're right on. Basically, it's hard for Thanksgiving to coexist with envy, or Thanksgiving to coexist with bitterness, or Thanksgiving to coexist with other things of our heart that that defile our heart. And so one of my theological heroes, Gordon Fee, says that the sure sign of a healthy heart is a heart that's continually thankful. Because underneath the surface of a thankful heart is a lot of healthy stuff. You'll find a lot of humility if you peel back layers of Thanksgiving. Somebody who's just profoundly humble, who doesn't walk around with an entitlement mentality, like the world owes them, God owes them, but they're just very grateful because they have a humility of heart that is underneath the surface of that. There's also an understanding of grace that's underneath the surface of a thankful heart, that they understand that everything that we have is by grace. Who we are is by grace. And when we have the perspective that life is defined by God's grace, then it's hard to have these other enemies of the heart, whether it be envy or bitterness and so on.
The humility part, I hadn't really thought about that till you just pointed that out. But as you peel back the thankful heart and you find the humility, Peter talks about in his letter, the importance of that God opposes the proud, but gives grace and favor to the humble. A lot of good things come out of being humble.
That's right. You know, I think of that passage often because I grew up playing a lot of sports, of God giving the stiff arm to the proud. You know, he's given the stiff arm and keeping them at a distance. Mm. The one thing we see in the Bible over and over again is God just will not make peace with our pride. Mm. That the only posture of the Christian life is one of humility. Mm-hmm. And then from there, thanksgiving flows. Mm. And one of my favorite books is Humility by Andrew Murray. And he says something very profound. It's actually in the appendix. But it says this. It says that pride took the angel of heaven and made him the devil of hell. Mm. And he goes on to say how humility is the Christian virtue, and the natural outflow of a humble heart is a heart of thanksgiving, because you know you're not owed anything. It's hard to be thankful when you're proud because you feel like everybody owes you. Well, of course they did that because look at me. Or a humble heart is just so thankful with what anything that anybody would do for you, and much less a holy God would do for you.
Well, and I think also another verse that comes to mind is kind of the apologetics verse. I think it's 1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to an answer when people ask about the hope that's in you. I butchered that verse, but you know where I'm going with it. But one of the things where people will come and say something's different about you is when they see the humble, the humble, thankful person, because it's so countercultural. It's the world doesn't expect you to be thankful and humble.
Right. And isn't it it's hard to not like somebody who's thankful. There's something magnetic about about a humble, thankful person that you're drawn to them. You want to be around those kind of people. And these are profoundly Christian virtues that really give us a great way not to just speak the truth, but to embody the truth. And when those two line up, when we speak truth and embody the truth, and hopefully there's a lot of power in that. And so, yeah, I think that Thanksgiving, you know, as I said on last Sunday, I said, you know, that oftentimes we dismiss it as a cliche or something we focus on once a year, or we dismiss it as just kind of good flowery language that Christians use. But when we really cut through the chase, we find out that thankfulness is really central to the Christian life, that if our lives be by grace, then Thanksgiving should define who we are.
Let's cruise into the book of Colossians, because you mentioned that recently at City Church in your talk. And when you said that you really like the book of Colossians, I right away said, oh, I like this guy, Bulett, because I've often, when the first time I read Colossians, I said, you know, there is something there that keeps drawing me back. And it starts for me with the, he rescued me out of the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of his dear son. So I love that verse. And I love the verse, in him all things hold together, because I often think the imagery for that for me is that him, Christ, is sort of like my backbone, and without him, it's extract my backbone, and kind of everything just falls.
Right.
You were able to go into, I think it was chapter 3, and you were able to peel out several verses that touched on thankfulness. And unfortunately, we're running low on time, but could you hit a couple of those for us?
Sure. Well, the first half of Colossians just sets up the supremacy of Christ, which is what you're talking about. And then the second half of Colossians tells us what it looks like to live out a life that proclaims that supremacy and his preeminence. And it goes to Thanksgiving. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." And it talks about how we should admonish each other and build each other up with gratitude in our hearts. And this is everything you do, let it be unto Jesus with a heart of thanksgiving to God the Father. In other words, Jeff, we as Christians, everywhere we go, we should drip thanksgiving on the people around us. And when they encounter us, that they would somehow be more thankful because they rubbed shoulders with a follower of Jesus that dripped a thankfulness wherever they went. And that's contagious, and that's salty, if you will, and is extremely consequential in proclaiming the supremacy of Jesus. When we can be thankful, even when circumstances may not be what we would hope, but we're thankful because of who he is in our lives.
And, of course, with this week, Thanksgiving coming up, you know, there's oftentimes you realize that maybe our turkey isn't big, but our God is awesome, and he is huge, and he will provide. And oftentimes we get hung up being worried and anxious. But when we take the posture that you are talking about and the Apostle Paul in Colossians is speaking about, being thankful, that is a way to kind of really regenerate our minds completely. Pete Bulett, I need to have you back on this show again.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much. And for all our listeners this week, I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Have a great Sunday. God, we need you to come.